Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Elena at Cannes. How are you?
Hi, Elena. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I have to let you know that this call is being recorded for quality and monitoring purposes.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Well, I got your email, so I figured I'd call for the Mustang deal.
Yeah.
So let me pull it up for you, 323-429. And the calculator is not letting you manipulate the pricing?
Yeah, basically, you know, underneath the tier, the commission cell, that cell is locked, I believe, so I can't change anything as far as, like, lowering points and being able to see, like, an option. It says the seller chart you're trying to change is protected and therefore read-only. I'm sure it's like that for a reason, so.
Well, you guys, yeah, I don't know why, because usually, you know, you can manipulate the points. I don't know why it's doing that. So let me try it on my end. So there are D3, gross is 1731954.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing regular pricing.
Yeah, regular pricing. But
how many months is it?
It was an 11-month term.
Okay. So he wants to do a 136 instead of 145?
Yeah, so basically just reducing it from 17 to 8 points. Because I think we're trying to get the customer closer to 100. And so we're just trying to see if lowering points to 8 will get us there.
We'll get it there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's weird. It's doing the same thing on my end. Using the calculator that you guys use, it's doing the same thing. So let me use my internal calculator. I have to ask about that then to make sure that that's not something that we're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So 11 months, 136. Let me put that into the calculator.
Is your guys' internal calculator a spreadsheet also, or is it like within a computer?
No, it's part of our system. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's part of our system. So the 11 months at 136 comes to, let me see if I can get an even 100. It's like 99227, something like that.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah, that's what it comes to. Let's see if I could. So, 11 months. I'll let you know what that. I think I could go
no
like $2 more. Let me try to max it out and see what it takes me to. So let's put it back down to 136. Oh my gosh, my phone keeps ringing.
That must drive you nuts.
Like, I've been on like one call after the other. It's like no calls or everybody calls at the same time.
Oh, are they other partners or other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, partners. Yeah, I don't really speak to merchants on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you prefer it that way?
Yes.
Me too. I've been in like customer facing positions for most of my career, and it's kind of nice to, you know, just deal with people internally.
Right, yeah. Okay, so it does let us go to 100 even at the 11 months at a 128. So I will save these terms in the system. Are you able to print them on your end once I save them, or do you need me to print them out?
Sorry, I'm not sure what you mean. Like, are you going to be sending me something?
Oh, I was going to say, usually when we save them in the system, you're able to print them on your end. So I was wondering, I was just asking if you're able to print them on your end.
Oh, you mean like
here, so I can send them. Yeah, usually once I change the pricing on my end, right, yeah, you can print them out on your end. But I'm in here, so I'll pop them over.
Okay, what I think is that the people to print out what you're generating, it's probably going to be coming from Kara and our funding team.
I never
really see that part of the process.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But if you could just, you know, go over what the term is and what the rate is, I'll go ahead and enter that in my system. And that way the rep will know what
Yeah, it's 100. It's 100,000 at a 1. What did they ask for? 136.
Okay.
Let me make sure that's what I did.
So it's 136 with 8 points. Ophi's still intact,
yeah, nope,
right?
Sorry. Wait. Nope, that wasn't right. Let me try that again. Now that I'm looking at it, that's not right. Maybe that's why I let me go to exactly 100, because I did one. I'm looking at the calculator in the system. I'm looking at the buy rate, and I saved the 128, and that's not right. So let's try that again. I think that's why I let me go there. Let's make sure we got 136. Okay.
So it wouldn't be like adding.
It's going to be a little less than 100.
That's okay.
Yeah. So 90. Strange. Okay, I was able to get it to 100 even. So it's 100,000 at 136 at 11 months.
Okay. Real quickly, another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is that mm-hmm. This customer, you guys have like a requirement as far as number of deposits, right? Is it 3 deposits a month?
Yes, minimum 3 per month. That's correct.
Okay. Before, like, you know, we go over pricing with the customer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, I don't know if you want to get this over for manual review, but this customer only gets about 3 to 4, sometimes 5 deposits a month because they are construction. So uh-huh. It's like a large deposit, you know, that consists of multiple checks that come from the jobs that they do.
Uh-huh.
We just want to make sure that it's not going to die in funding for having.
So they don't have 3.
It's very close to that number. Like between the 6 months, I counted like 3, 4, and 5, sometimes 6. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure that.
So we need 6 months. Is it a new business?
No, it's not a new business. They've been in business since 2007.
So if we use. Do you have May, June, and
July?
July yet? Yeah, we do need July. So May, June, and July. Do those have 3 months each?
Okay, let me take.
So I'm sorry, 3 deposits. Yeah.
All right.
Because if you just send in 3 to start with, sometimes if you send in 6, that actually hurts the deal.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
So
if there are 3 deposits in the past 3 months every month, but the months before that there's 1, the deal is going to die.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So for May we've got 3 deposits for mm-hmm. like 102K. So we're good there. And then for June, we're looking at 4 deposits for 86K.
Okay.
And then July, we have 4 deposits for 21K. So okay. they were just kind of hovering that.
They're
3.
Volatile. They are volatile deposits, but they do have 3. So I would say send those 3 in with the submission and allow the underwriter to ask for extra if they need it.
Okay.
This way, if the 3 months before that don't have, you know, less than 3, at that point, it'll be okay. But we can't submit 6 that don't have all the 3 months deposits.
Okay.
Sorry, minimum 3 month deposits. Yeah.
Gotcha. So
mm-hmm.
We already have this submitted and approved. Like, are you saying that I should resubmit it? Or
submitted already?
Yeah. Sorry, this is the same deal. This is for Mustang Construction. The one that we're
not a submission. This is a prequal.
Correct. Oh, okay. So
right.
You're saying
yeah.
when we get
when you're
the
submitted, yes.
Submitted.
So when you submitted the prequal, you send in 6 months of banks?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, then it's already in the system. Then we can't do anything about that if those already don't have 3 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just going forward, if you can share that with your team,
mm-hmm.
only send in 3 months.
Okay, so.
I know people think it's better to send in 6, but it's not.
Okay, that's really news to us, because
yes.
I think this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Right, yeah, sending in too many could hurt you sometimes, yep.
Okay, so we'll definitely make that part of the process.
Especially with construction, because it goes up and down,
mm-hmm.
and they may have some months that are slower than others. And if we don't use an average, so if out of that 6 months, 1 month has one deposit, oh, it's done.
Okay. Well, actually, in this case, the first three months, like February, April, March, those all had higher number deposits. So it's kind of like trailing off in this case.
So it's just being volatile because the deposits are going, even though they have a lot of deposits, the amounts are volatile.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So let the underwriter, you know, the underwriter, since they're already in the system, you know, you don't need to resend them then.
Okay. So with this Mustang construction approval, there's no way that we can get like, oh, you're saying the sell is a 136, correct?
Right. You guys want 8 points.
Okay, cool. I'm going to adjust that right now while I have you on the phone.
8 points. That'd be a 136. It's 11 a month buy rate is a 128.
And it's 100 even, you said?
Yes, I was able to get 100 even.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, So then the daily payment comes out to $561.98. Is that what you're showing?
I just sent you the loan agreement. I don't have the, it doesn't show the daily payment on my screen once I, on my, in my system.
Okay.
It'll show on the loan agreement though.
Awesome. All right. I'm looking at it now. So I think we're good here.
All right, Amy.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling me back.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Elena.